Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, I don't have the whole details of this. I just kind of skimmed past it. But I saw that they're saying there's some new research that Ozempic could help people stop drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how it would work and any of that stuff. Like I said, I just kind of saw the headline of it. And I wonder, though, is that true or is it just another way to get people to get on Ozempic?
Yeah, probably. This will get you into heaven if Ozempic.
Yeah, look at that. You don't want to be fat when and have diabetes and be a drunk when you meet the Lord.
Exactly right. Does everything. It'll make you closer to your mama.
I guess I should have found out some more of the details before broadcasting to the world something that I don't really know about.
If you haven't done it for 30 years, why'd you start now?
Okay, good point.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, you want to hear something funny?
Of course.
We got a message from, I want to get her name right. I think it's Kara Ann. And she DM'd us because she wanted to remain anonymous. And I just gave out her name on accident. But I was trying to tell you that this anonymous person, whose name is definitely not Kara Ann, here's the message she sent. We had a little audio issue, and she said, "Hey guys, I'm just listening live from this city of Houston, Texas." Mm-hmm. She listens every day from Houston, Texas, and she started listening to the show in 2001. But she was just giving us a heads up, like, "Oh, the audio's a little." We had a problem with our audio server the other day for a few minutes, and she just messaged us, said, "Hey, I'm just letting you know I'm listening from Houston. Love you guys. Just wanted to let you know." And I responded to her. I said, "Oh, we're so sorry about that. We had a little bit of a system hiccup, but we're back up and running. We appreciate you reaching out to let us know, and hope you're doing well in Houston." And I put three little heart emojis next to it because I was appreciative that she let us know. And this was her response. "Oh my God, no worries ever. I've been listening to you guys since living in Charlotte in 2001. So I'll be here and thank you. This response must not have been from Rob, by the way." LMAO. And I can only put together that I said, "I hope you're doing well in Houston," and put the heart emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that threw her off the trail. What could that mean? Don't you think that's probably what that means? This couldn't be from Rob.
Couldn't be.
Because Rob wouldn't care.
He wouldn't do heart emojis.
Oh, wait. Maybe it was the fact that Rob wouldn't respond.
Well, he does, though.
I do on our Facebook.
I know you do. But oh. I'm thinking maybe she figures you wouldn't. I don't know. Did you ask her?
No, not yet, because I was fine. I was like,
"I have to know."
I know. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
What time of day was it?
3:10.
Yeah. Maybe she thinks that because he doesn't talk to people after work. You know, we always talk about that, is that he doesn't communicate with people.
Yeah.
I think your texting styles are different, though, like your messaging styles.
You think?
Yeah. I think, Riggins, you are a lot more warm and inviting. Rob is just, wait, before you get on me, Rob. Rob is just very to the point. He's not going to add heart emojis.
Yeah.
And you put three of them or two of them?
Three of them.
He's not even going to do one.
Yeah.
You're not going to even do one heart emoji, Rob.
He's not.
Or cold.
Oh, she's not wrong. Well,
are there lightsaber emojis?
I think there are.
You have done that, maybe.
Maybe a Death Star or a Vader helmet or something like that.
And he probably wouldn't say, "We are so sorry." He'd probably been like, "My bad."
He'd have been, "Sorry about that.
Our bad.
I fixed it."
Yeah.
Deal with it. It's free. What do you expect?
Right.
That's going to be my attitude going forward.
To her, anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I know one of y'all smoking weed out there. I can smell it. Smell through the radio. Smell through the podcast. Look what somebody did. Somebody went to Bojangles, got a bunch of bow rounds.
Oh.
And made sliders out of them.
No way.
Oh.
And you're saying that's weed smoking behavior?
Definitely.
Alexis said it for me. And she would know. I mean, that's some pothead type of behavior.
1,000%, but I'm here for it.
They're like little hash browns, kind of like a tater top, but more flat and wider. And they're about the size of a slider bun. So they just made tiny little burgers, cheese, lettuce, some kind of burger sauce, and a pickle.
That's fantastic. I love looking. It.
And that is next level deliciousness.
Yep. Innovative work right there.
Innovative work, pothead.
Tedious. Mm-hmm.
Tedious even.
Yeah, to do all those little patties.
And it has a tiny little pickle on it, too. It's like everything.
Oh my God, it's like Lego World.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Alexis is here. It sounds like... some chatty women in here talking about reality shows of some sort. So I'm glad it was time to come back on the air.
Oh, I love talking about Vanderpump Rules. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, you guys, I would hear you guys talk about it on the show. And that was one I had not watched. And one day I was like, let me just watch it. And I got Jay roped into it. Oh, he gets so into it. He has his opinions. It's just so good.
It's a good straight guy. Reality show on Bravo.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the one that you'll see more straight guys watching than like a Real Housewife or something like that.
But that doesn't mean it's a good straight guy reality show on Bravo.
Not just because
some straight guys can tolerate it.
Yeah.
Didn't your daughter meet one of the Toms at a concert or something that she went to?
Sure. She met Tom Schwartz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea who that was back then, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, you met Tom Schwartz?
Yeah.
She met Craig from the other one, the Sewing Down South.
Southern Charm.
Yeah. I used to watch that. I haven't really been keeping up with it.
Yeah. I still have a clean record.
You don't watch any of them?
No.
Oh, you should.
No, I don't.
It's so enjoyable. It's just the best.
They're good.
Yeah, I don't like that kind of drama. You know, I try to avoid real life situations where women are yelling.
Yeah, but it's on TV. It's not a real life. You can't even watch it.
No, not without disliking it.
He probably is like making commentary that's annoying. So I'd rather him not watch it.
I guarantee you that's what's happening when Jody's watching.
I just no, because I don't even sit down to try to watch it with her.
But
she says that about every show that she likes that I sit there and commentate.
It's probably true.
Every commercial. Every. It's got to be something.
She's like, shut up and enjoy it or leave.
She has said that for years. You make commentary on the shows that she's watching.
Right. Like that would be like when I was watching, I used to watch The Bachelor with her and stuff like
that. Okay, so you do watch a reality show.
I do.
I say you did.
Oh, yeah, I did years ago. Mm. You know, when we were still in our 30s or something, whenever it started. But not since I've been, a mature, grown man.
Oh, fun.
I'm a man.
So mature.
Yeah.
She likes watching bad acting shows. Yeah. That's much better. That's like reality TV show, but like worse because they're trying to act and it's still horrible.
Yeah. Well, still not women screaming.
I forgot. Alexis always used to criticize you for that.
Yeah.
Watching shows with bad acting.
Yes. Because he gave me one recommendation and I like held his recommendations to high up there. But then one day I watched one and I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, wait, look at this.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Riggins, I can't get it off my mind. You just showed us those little sliders made of Bojangles Bow Rounds. Oh, it looked delicious. You said it had some kind of burger sauce on it?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's that fancy, unique sauce that they make on social media all the time with all the people cooking stuff. For example, I always eat mayo ketchup, on my burgers.
Yeah, me too.
But they show how to make this burger sauce where you take ketchup and you put it in a bowl. Then you take mayonnaise and put it in a bowl. And if you like mustard, you put mustard in there with it. Then you stir it up.
Wow. That's innovative.
Oh.
Elon Musk, look out.
It makes the burger taste completely different. Call it a burger sauce. Burger sauce. Oh, you're such a chef. Kudos to the chef.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
TJ, did you see the message you got? Somebody needs your advice.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Where was it?
In our DMs, Facebook DMs.
Okay, Facebook DMs.
Hey, TJ, can you help me? We're expecting our first child in a few months, and we've been going back and forth on names. We didn't want to wait, so we know it's a boy, and I want a name that's not overused. TJ has a lot of information about good names. But I also didn't want something super popular either. Mm-hmm. My husband, however, dead set on naming him Jerry. And I hate it.
Baby Jerry. Little baby Jerry.
She said nothing against Jerry's out there, but Jerry? Why Jerry? I've given name suggestions like Cole and Chase, but he still wants Jerry.
Yeah.
It's not a family name. It's not his best friend's name. There's no sentimental tie to it. He just said it's a, quote, statement name. A statement name? Mm. There's a cartoon mouse named Jerry. I don't know. All the options he wants, Jerry. Can you help me out? Just curious on TJ's thoughts. Do I give in and name the kid Jerry, but even if it bothers me?
I would go Jerry over Chase or Cole.
Really?
Yeah, because there are a lot of those. You know, I'm saying that as somebody who named their son the most popular name for boys of that era. There's an Aiden everywhere you go.
That's true.
And we were going to name him Landry, was the name that we had gone to, and then we switched at the last minute. I wish we would have stuck with Landry. I can't even love that child named Louisiana Aiden.
Name.
Landry is, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have been stuck on this name for a while. If I had another son, I would name him Raylan.
Raylan.
Raylan. Yeah. Like Raylan Givens in the show Justified.
Okay.
I like the name Raylan.
And shortened
it to Ray? My nephew was about, like, when his wife got pregnant, if it was going to be a boy, they were going to name him Raylan.
Raylan?
Yeah. And it was a girl, so they didn't name her Raylan.
I feel like that could be a girl name.
It could be a girl name.
Yeah,
it could. No, it couldn't.
Raylan?
No, it couldn't.
For sure.
No.
Okay.
Why are you getting up to, I don't know.
Wait, right.
Because I'm the one with the name, and then y'all going to tell me what it could be and couldn't be?
Okay.
This is my name.
Sorry.
It's mine.
Dang.
Rob hates kids. What does he know about naming a kid? He wants kids to be extinct.
I'm going to name my kid. That's my political platform. No more kids.
Rob's going to name his kid Darth Vader. Darth Vader Jr. Darth Vader Xenia.
Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man. If it's a girl.
It'll be my Spider-Man. But you got to be pretty Southern to go with the Raylan name.
Pretty Southern. Mm-hmm. I mean, geez.
I don't know that my wife would go along with it.
Yeah, maybe not.
But there's always Rush and Frasier as choices, too, for sons. Rush and Frasier.
Frasier?
Mm-hmm.
I think Frasier would sound good with your last name.
Yeah.
Frasier Ritchie.
Frasier or Raylan.
I
mean,
I said Frasier Ritchie.
That's his first name.
I know.
Big dummy.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So Miss Universe 2024 will be crowned on Saturday night. It's a four-day affair now. They start on Wednesday, I think, with the costume and bikini contest. I thought they would have saved the bikini one till last.
Yeah.
You know, like on the big highlight of the night. But it happens on Saturday. And I will say, Miss Chili... In the running, not only for Miss Universe, but in the running to win my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Or Chile, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, it's Chile.
Chile, not Chile.
Right. Like, yeah. Chile.
I call it Chile.
But is it fair, though? Those countries that look, you know, so Hispanic and all that, the Latin countries.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Argentina.
They shouldn't be allowed to put contestants in there because they're, I mean, it's like putting pros against amateurs.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. So that's on Saturday. Good luck.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.